Hello, I'm Rob A. McKenzie. I'm based in Edinburgh but from Glasgow, and I've spent time in South Korea, in South Queens Ferry, and Turin in Italy. And you know, I suppose in my reading tonight I'm going to be travelling around the world, not so much that I write poems always about places, but certainly these places, I think of these places when I'm reading some of the poems. According to my blurb in my book, I'm called Ironic and Humorous. But tonight I'm actually not really going to be reading any poems that are ironic or humorous, even though they're all in this book, so it just shows you how much you can believe the blurbs. I thought I'd read you one, a poem called The Look, which it was an idea from various American poets, and what they do is they write a sentence or write a line or two, and that might give rise to an image, and then they try and find something which is a tangential kind of image, which doesn't quite relate to the one that's been, but does a wee bit. It certainly doesn't relate in any narrative sense. But the thing about it is, although the poem might be going all over the place, you have to try and keep it together somehow. And that's the hard thing. So I try to keep it together by making it a series of looks. So that's the unifying principle of the poem. The look. Inside the cafe window, I slither past, anxious at the threat of rain. A woman stares into her teacup where a miniature nude thrashes among the leaves. Our one-way connection fizzles out, and 60 watts of blown bulb blacken the telescope's view of the boudoir where Madame beds down in darkness with a negligee and iPod. Recorded music these days is so realistic, I can almost see it. The new Rihanna single, for example, a woodlouse entering a crack in the compost heap. Each day my practiced gaze falls on young mothers wielding pushchairs like lawnmowers through city parks, leaving great lines of orderliness and pressed flowers in their wake. And I count how many children I might have fathered if fatherhood could be accomplished by a glance. No one has seen God the Father, but he must keep tabs on me if either of us continues to exist. What of existence? I prefer not to witness the nude's desperate stretch for the cup's rim, unable to haul himself over the edge of a precipice he believes imaginary. And I hear the cafe has introduced a dishwasher. I haven't been able to spend too much time at the book festival because I have a daughter, and sometimes I have to look after her, and sometimes I have to work as well. But I've seen a few things. I saw Sinead Morrissey and John Stammers, and they're both very good. And it's been nice just to be walking about the place, actually, and there's a bit of a buzz about it. And my daughter, who's 8, really likes it. She likes the children's tent. She likes going in and seeing all the books and playing with all the things, all the activities they have. So, you know, it's something that caters for everyone. And a few days ago when I was here, it was lovely weather. Everyone was sitting out in the sun, enjoying a drink, and everyone was really happy. The place was packed. At the moment, it is bucketing down, and everyone's trying to take shelter in the tents. So it's a slightly different experience tonight, but I'm still quite enjoying myself so far.